Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Jujutsu.
Oh shit!
This is episode 27. I'm Steven.
I'm Shady.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a perfect
man.
Welcome.
I bet you wish I edited sometimes.
No, you can't fix that. That is unfixable. I know. As an editor, you can't. This would be a new take if we didn't want it like that.
Hey, do it again. Do it again.
Roll that back. Hang on. I'm going to fucking slate this.
Yeah.
So, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great. How are you, man?
I remember the format of this show now. Talking. Now it's all coming back to me.
What is talking?
I remember how to do it. How are you? What have you been up to in the last week since I saw you?
Nothing. Oh, I went to the eye doctor.
Oh.
So I need new glasses, which is fine. I ordered some new...
Needs new glasses.
Some new Ray-Bans.
Ooh.
That's what you have on, too, isn't it?
No, these are Zennies. I got these for $35.
You used to have Ray-Bans.
I have Ray-Ban sunglasses.
That's what it is. I nearly got prescription sunglasses. I have never done that before in my life.
It's the best.
And I was super close, but
Dude, you should fucking do it.
I nearly did, but I didn't. It'll be a next year thing. I'm waiting for my HSA to get even more, like, full.
What the fuck is HSA? Is that something I
should know?
Health
spending account?
Sure, okay.
They take it out of your check, and then you can just use it for medical stuff. So
neat.
They take it out every paycheck. So
ah.
I didn't want to use it all because my daughter
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
My daughter has to have a dental procedure coming up.
Lisa needs braces.
No, not braces.
Dental plan.
I think she has to have a
Lisa needs braces. Plan.
And then I have to get a vasectomy, so.
Ooh, the old snipperoony.
Totally going to live stream it on
snip, snap.
On my OnlyFans, so be sure and tune into that, guys.
Do you think anybody would want to watch anyone get a vasectomy?
Yes. I bet there's probably dozens of people.
There's literally dozens of us.
Yeah. So
I don't think I would be interested in that at all.
I wouldn't watch it, but some people would. I nearly got the clear frames.
Any kind of surgery at all. The clear frames, you say?
But I couldn't pull it off.
Let's talk about that instead.
I don't think I could pull it off.
No, I think you could pull it off.
I probably could, but my wife saw me like with them on and she's like, ugh.
Okay, then yeah, no, take
that,
it.
That would have to grow on me. I was like, okay, not doing that then.
I don't think I could do clear frames. I'm sorry, I'm not.
You could. You're hipster enough.
No.
Hipster's got a hip, bro.
No. What I want are some thick, matte, black frames.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But nobody sells them anymore because they're not popular anymore because they were popular 12 years ago.
Yes, I remember when everybody had them. You and I have not advanced very far in glasses styles.
No, I like thick, beefy frames.
Yeah. Like, my granddad had a pair of glasses that looked exactly like ones they gave to people in World War II.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
And he wore those till he died.
Yeah, that's all that I want. And, they don't exist anymore.
Those are his walking around the house glasses.
Metal wire, metal gold frames. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Or the nerd, they're bringing back the bar, the nerd bar.
The nerd? Oh, yeah.
Like aviators, but normal glasses.
Yeah. So... That was my first
pair of glasses because I was the 80s.
Yep.
So that was very in style in the 80s with your bowl haircut.
Which was the style at the time.
Your bowl haircut and your nerd bar glasses and sweatshirts with like a big animal on it.
The big animal. That's a big animal.
Velcro shoes. Man, I was...
What a time to be alive.
Lady killer. And then I used to shave my head all the time. Yeah. Did you do that? Like with a buzzer?
No, not myself, but...
My mom did it because it was cheaper.
Cheaper and effective.
But I have a really bad cowlick right in the front.
Uh-huh.
So, like, eventually, like, 2 weeks afterwards, I would have all my hair really short and then one little poof.
One poof.
Right in the front right. It just looks stupid. It made me so mad. I was like, you got to cut this again.
That's me all the time, though.
Yeah, I still have that poof, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
I should be in this poof.
I should, but I can't part my. I have to part my hair one way because if I try to do it the other way, the poof is like no.
Too much poof, he says.
Too much poof right in the front, so I gotta part it right with the.
Yeah,
poof.
I'm a poof in the back kind of guy. If you know what I'm saying,
I poof wherever. Poof wherever.
Neat.
Neat.
How did we get here?
I don't know. It always gets to that. How was your week,
dude? It was good. I used dog mode on my car. For the first time today, which is where the car acts like a dog. I'm just kidding. That's not what that is at all.
Okay.
It's, you know what? Have you heard of dog mode?
No.
Here's what it is. You can keep your dog in the car and it keeps the AC running so it doesn't get too hot in there.
That probably only works for Teslas, though.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, it's a Tesla thing. It's called dog mode by Tesla. Have you ever heard of Teslas before?
I have. There's only one thing worse than Tesla owners.
I can't imagine anything worse than a Tesla owner, if I'm honest. Any dang way. So I got to use dog mode, and I took some pictures, screenshots, while I was in the store. You can see Champion being the best boy in the back seat. Look at him. See? I got to see that, and I wanted to show people in the store. I wanted to be like, hey, do you want to see my dog? He's in my car.
My God.
Do you want to see? Look at him. And it was it's a live feed of the dog in the car.
It's like the old meme where they'd have like 40 urinals and 39 would be empty and someone would come and stand right next to you.
Yes.
But they'd say like, I do CrossFit or I'm vegan. Now it's, I own a Tesla.
I have a Tesla and a dog. Yeah. Here's the Tesla in dog mode with my dog in it.
Man, I'm going to stop asking how your day was.
It's a beautiful time to be alive.
All right. That's great.
That's how my day was.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. What is this face? Why aren't you actually happy for me? Why are you sarcastically happy for me? Don't touch the screen too much. Is it a touch screen?
It is not. There's just things.
There's things on it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Okay, it's just that web page.
Ah, it's one of those web pages that has a mark. Oh, it's part of the art. I see.
I know. I don't like it. It's like the people that have like the fake videos with a hair on it. Just you always try to blow it off.
So annoying.
Fuck you.
Fuck you guys. I didn't want smudges all over my screen, and now there's smudges all over my screen.
Yes, I hate you.
From the fake hair that you put in your video.
It's true. All right. Are we stalling because we don't know what the fuck happened this episode?
Correct.
Let's get
Brilliant
into it.
Deduction.
Let's get into it. All right. This episode is called Hidden Inventory Part 2.
They should have called it Hidden Inventory.
Huh? Yeah. Hidden Inventory. Two. Inventory?
Hidden Inventory.
Oh, yeah. Venturi.
Ace Venturi.
Pet detective. So we left off with Gojo basically telling this other dude that if he apologizes, he won't kill him, right?
Right. If you apologize, I'll let you live. And he's about to beat the living shit out of this one dude. What's his name?
Yes.
Bayer. It's pronounced Bayer, but it's spelled Bayer.
Bayer, like the aspirin.
Mm-hmm. But it's pronounced Bayer.
Do you take Bayer?
I have. Not frequently, but I have taken it in the past. Maybe think it might help with the old migraines.
I don't anymore, but when I worked in construction, everybody swore by this shit called BC powder.
Yeah.
Like in little packets.
And I've heard of it called gooey powder.
Yeah.
You like pour it down.
Yeah, you like just pour it down your gullet.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. I call it goody powder.
They're like, yeah, this way it works faster. I'm like, why? Just because it's crushed? I don't understand
different. It's like doing coke, man. It's like snorting coke, dude.
Yeah, what you do is you heat it up in a spoon.
Uh-huh. You just inject it right into your veins.
And your eyeballs.
Yikers.
Dude, I read a story right before we went on the air about this lady on meth back in the day ripped out both of her eyeballs and squished them.
Why?
I don't know.
Ugh, I hate that.
I know. It really made me uncomfortable, so I wanted to share. You're all welcome. So this episode starts with Suguru making himself a cup of tea.
Suguru being
Ghetto.
Gojo's classmate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ghetto.
Ghetto, right? Ghetto Suguru?
Suguru.
I think it's Ghetto. Yeah, Ghetto.
Yeah, we'll say it's Ghetto.
It is. And while that's happening, there's a curse trying to kiss the dude that he was fighting. Like, just kiss me. I want to kiss.
He's some guy that works for Q, and he's like, I'll never talk. You wait until Bayer gets here. Mm-hmm. He's going to save me and kill your ass.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, Suguru gets a text message on his slider phone.
Yes.
It's a picture of Gojo having just beaten the living shit out of Bayer. And he's like, okay, you're talking about this guy? So are you ready to talk or die?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. And then we get a little aside. It was like, with Bayer's defeat,
Q was dissolved.
Yeah, the organization no longer exists. Like, oh, well, that was easy. Nice. Then we go to
Fushiguro.
Yeah.
No, not Fushiguro.
Yeah, Toji.
Yes,
Fushiguro. You're right. They're at the dog track or the boat races.
They're little boat races that are like controlled by
robots.
Are they robots or are they just people sitting on the little boat?
There could be.
That would be weird.
It could be like an RC boat, you know.
That would make a lot more sense.
RC cars are a thing. Man, the RC like professional RC car racing is absurd.
Yes. Have you seen, what do they call it, with the little slot? Is it slot car racing? Mm-hmm. Where it's essentially, it's not even a car anymore, and like you can't even like see what's going on because they're moving so fast.
Yeah.
It's all about how you can get just like the smallest amount of edge over your competition, whatever.
Yeah.
Some people are mad that it's like that now, but then someone else was like, yeah, but that's racing. That's what racing is when it boils down to it, is what's the fastest? Like, I'm getting into a tirade here. I'm going to stop it.
Yeah.
They're doing boat races.
You ask any racer, any real racer, doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
I live my life one quarter pounder at a time.
Winning is winning.
Mm-hmm. Family is the most important thing in the world.
I don't got friends. I got family.
Yes.
The Bauer family.
So good.
So yeah, Toji is like, he's betting on the races and he apparently is like super unlucky because he's like, I used my whole deposit on this race, but that's cool. I'm going to get it all back with interest here in a minute.
Somehow. And some dude comes up to him and is like, hey, what's the deal? How come we don't have this girl? What's her face? Rico or whatever?
Yeah, Amani.
Rico Amanai.
Amanai.
You need to get her. And Mr. Fujiguro is like, ever heard of Gojo?
Right.
He's unbeatable.
Is Gojo still protecting her? Oh, cool, because then no one's going to get to her. Like, not even me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know you hired me and you paid a lot of money, but if he's there, I ain't got no shot because mm-hmm. he's the first one to in a long time to get like the infinity and
limitless
six eyes.
Infinity yeah. and the six eyes, whatever the fuck this means.
I think these are like they're clan
secret
traits.
Techniques passed down for generations.
Yeah, from the Gojo clan, which I had no idea about. But okay, cool.
Cool beans.
So, but he won't say. So he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear him down. I'm using the money you gave me to wear him down.
Ever heard of rope-a-dope?
How I'm doing that? Here. I can't tell you.
Just going to throw bodies at it. Just keep throwing people at it. That's right. That's where all this
money
is. That's
how the pyramids
going.
Were built. Yeah. Just you.
Just throw bodies at it.
Just throw bodies at it. Human suffering. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that other guy even asked about Megumi. Like, hey, how's Megumi doing? Huh? What? Oh, yeah, he's fine. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. Let's worry about Gojo instead.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's the...
Back at the hotel.
Rico girl.
She wakes up.
In
she's
Gojo's
pissed.
Arms. And she slaps his face and is like, don't you know who I am?
Right.
I'm Tengen-sama. What on earth is she talking about here?
Tengen-sama and her are one and the same because she's going to be the vessel for Tengen. So basically...
Is this like a curse thing? Like, what's his face?
I think she's in denial.
Itadori?
I think she's in denial uh-huh. that if she gets taken over by Tengen, she won't lose all of her memories and her sense of self and who she is. Which she probably will. Like, she's going to cease to exist pretty soon if Tengen takes over her body. I think is what they're thinking. She's like, no, that's not true. I am Tengen, so I'll be me still and Tengen because I'm Tengen now.
Sure. All right. Whatever helps you sleep at night, Rico.
Right. But they're like, do we need to take her to a doctor? And she's like, no. I want to go to school. I don't get to live that much longer.
I'm gonna go to school. I'm going
to
have my normal human existence while I still have it. I've got skewel.
I got skewel. It's not
Has
funny.
It drawn on my face. It's not funny.
Is she Welsh?
No, she's. That's a Manchester accent.
Oh, is it?
I've got skewel.
I don't know. I've never been to Manchester.
Well, I haven't either, but I just know that that's a Manchester accent.
How do you know this?
It's because I. That's what they talk like in Manchester.
The only British accent I know is Towie.
Towie? I don't know what that is.
The only way is Essex.
Essex.
The only way is Essex is like
Essex sounds like
Jersey Shore, but in Britain.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Essex, I think, is the Jersey Shore of.
Yeah.
There's also Newcastle is apparently pretty Jersey Shore-ish.
Is it?
Apparently.
Nice.
That's what they tell me. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Everybody thinks they're the Jersey Shore of something, right?
Yeah. I don't see why not. There's a Jersey Shore of Houston, I'm sure.
Of course there is.
I mean, it's probably all of it, but who knows? does.
Not me.
Not I.
What are we talking about?
So they go to school.
There's some maid lady.
That's what's her caregiver. Face?
Her caregiver.
Like she's like supposed to watch her all the time.
She's like Batman. Her parents died, and then her Alfred is this maid lady. Is that what I'm? Am I making the right?
I think you're inferring. Here? Yes. Yeah. I think you're inferring correctly.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. I'm good at this. I know Batman, you guys. So, don't question it.
So Gojo and Getsu are like, why the fuck are we doing this? And they're on the phone with somebody, and that dude's like, nah. Part of Tengen's orders is that you do whatever she says. Every request she makes, she gets. So you get to do that. And like we said earlier, she wants to enjoy her last day with her friends because mm-hmm. she's going to go to school today, and then she's
tomorrow
going
she's
to Tengen.
Tengen-sama.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
That's what we're doing.
What does Satoru want? What does Gojo want to do?
Gojo doesn't want to go. Like, he's like, this is dumb. We just need to knock her out and go. But when they get there, Geto uses some of his cursed spirits that he's absorbed to do surveillance.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, totally fine. Like, if something happens to one of the spirits, we'll be alerted and we can go save her. Mm-hmm. So let's not worry about it. But Toji, we see again. He's eating at a restaurant and found out what he did with the money is he put a bounty on the head of the girl, right?
Right. Rico.
Yeah. So that several curse users are going to go try and find her. Like it's up for like 48 hours, mm-hmm. but he only delivers money if they're able to deliver Rico, which he knows they won't be able to because like we said, Gojo.
Gojo.
Yeah.
So he's trying to wear Gojo out.
Yes.
That's his plan here. I said that earlier.
Yes, but that's his plan.
I'm following.
To throw Gojo out. So, and he's like apparently not very nice. Like he bumps into people, knocks them over, steps on their food, and mm-hmm. then like talk shit and he like eyeballs them.
And it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and fight me?
You going to try something?
I can make a fist. A whole fist.
Give me a reason. Give me a reason.
Give me one your reason. Wow. Remember that from Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Never mind.
My favorite one is, I listen to it often. Uh-huh. I just want to tell you all, go fuck yourself.
Oh, I love that one.
So good. Well, and like the chord progression.
A spider. Yeah, it's like, so good.
It's so well written. I'm like, who wrote this?
Deep in my soul.
Yeah. And he gets up there.
Now he's ready to fight.
Yeah.
Say everyone he knows.
So good.
So good.
And that one dude is just, I forget that character's name.
I don't remember his name either.
He's watching and like
damn.
Yeah. Oh shit. So good.
I actually met that guy IRL.
Yeah, we did.
You were there too?
Yeah, at the con, because he was in Walking Dead as well.
That's right.
We went to the Walking Dead
you
con.
Were there for that.
I was, yeah. It was awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. And our friend got a video with him. You gotta take him off.
Gotta take them off.
Gotta take them off. I like them jean shorts, baby. But you gotta take them off.
Any dang way.
Oh my gosh. So this weird like curse user looks like an old man that's a chef.
Uh-huh.
Like it totally looks like he makes dumplings for a living, and that could be super racist, but I think that's what they were going for.
I think that's what they were implying.
Yeah.
He just shows up. He's ready to fight, what's his face, Mr. Bangs.
Yes.
What Geto? The fuck is it? Geto, that's his name.
Bangs.
They call him Mr. Bangs.
Because he has a bang. Because
he's got the one bang.
Yeah.
That Intera bang.
Yes.
He's about to square up against this old man looking guy. And the old man he's such a martial arts expert. As soon as he sees him take one step back, he's like, ah, I've got him figured out. He doesn't like close combat.
Yeah.
So I will lure him into close combat because I saw him take a step back there almost like half an inch. So that's my strategy. I've won this fight already. He might be stronger than me, but I've got strategery on my side.
Right. So he's trying to get into close combat and Sigurd, this giant fucking worm.
Just this huge ass worm. He's like, haha, I tricked you with these little fakies right over here. This was the real thing.
Right.
You thought that I didn't like close combat? Fuck you, old man.
Right.
I'm 3,000 steps ahead of you.
Right, because the old man jumps out of the way and comes in through the window. I have you now, and he just gets beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I kind of made it look like I didn't know what I was doing, but I really wanted you to get in close so that I could do this.
So that I could do this. And he just wails on him, just punch, 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 punch. It's so good.
And like, it's a little confusing at first because when he jumps in, you think he's got the
upper hand.
And then his life flashes his eyes.
He sees his dog and he's like, Shiba Inu.
It's out of nowhere. And he's like, oh shit, I'm in trouble.
I'm watching my life flash in front of my eyes, aren't I?
I'm in danger.
Yeah. Dude, that was really good. I did like that part a whole lot. Thanks for reminding me about that. I forgot about it.
After he beats him like almost dead, he's like, are you with Q or TVA? And he doesn't really answer.
Mm-hmm.
So then Gojo runs into the music class and gets the attention of all the girls.
Something happened. We lost track of something or other.
Two of Geto's curses were exercised.
Mm.
He's like, oh shit, something's going on. We need to go.
There's doings a-transpiring. So Gojo runs into the chapel where all the middle school girls are singing.
And he says her name and they're all like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, you never told us you had a high school boyfriend. Look at how fucking tall and gorgeous he is.
He's
dreamy. My God.
Can you take your glasses off?
And he does. Fucking dazzles them and they're all...
He's beautiful.
Yeah. They're all losing their shit, and then the teacher's like, all right, everyone, calm down. And they're like, you shut up, you stupid bitch. We know that you're just as turned on as we all are.
And to prove it,
she's like, here's my number.
Here's my number.
So call me maybe.
Yeah.
And, this whole scene is just absolutely ridiculous, but damn it, I love it.
It's true. So, but then there's like this weird curse user with a paper bag on his head.
Yeah, I don't know. Paper bag man.
Yeah. And he's like looking through and he sees it.
He wants to get that bounty. And he's like, I've got a limited amount of time, but I can make clones of myself, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, paper bag man, what does he do?
He's going to try and do something to get the girl. And that's when the maid shows up and like hits him in the groin with the broom.
Yes. She's like, I can't really fight you, but I can do the old classic Bobby Hill. That's my purse. I don't know you.
Right.
Kick you in the nuts. Also, favorite move of Denji, name of Chainsaw Man. You would always, nuts or nothing, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm fighting someone one-on-one, it's nuts or nothing.
Nuts
and
or nothing,
he did it
like
five or six times. Yeah.
Too many. Too many to count.
Right. So come to find out, this dude with the paper bag is a clone. So mm-hmm. he's making a bunch of clones of himself because one of them melts. And they're like, hey, there's four clones of this dude. There's a fifth clone. There's a bunch of shit fucking clones.
Mm-hmm.
We need to watch out for this guy.
But Gojo gets to show off a little bit here because there's four of this one dude. And he sees Gojo and Gojo just kind of is like, come here. And he brings him real close.
Yeah.
And then what does he do?
Well, he's like,
he like launches him away.
Well, he's able to tell. He's like, I know what your thing is. You can generate up to five clones of yourself, including the main body, and then you can pick which one is actually the main body at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. So like
you
that
can
one there,
send
you can
your
move.
Consciousness around these five different bodies.
Right. So the guy's like, how did you know that? He's like, I've got really good eyes.
I've seen the six realms.
Yeah. So then he's like, let me tell you a little bit about my technique.
It's called Limitless Infinity or something.
Blue, right?
Blue?
Right. I thought it was called
Blue. His blue eyes.
Curse technique laps blue, right?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
It's weird.
What is it?
I don't
know. What happens?
I don't remember all of this.
Me neither. It was beautiful to watch, but right. I don't remember what was going on. It was a mind fuck, man.
Yeah,
remember what happened?
It was a mind fuck. I just remember that Gojo won. Like, he's just talking
Gojo
to him.
Gojo is unbeatable.
He
won, too good.
He won really easily. And
he's
then
simply too
picks
good.
Picks up the girl and like, hey, we're leaving now.
We're running.
We're not going to school no more. No more questions. I'm in charge. You're coming with me. Because he's been levitating her and now he's holding her. But right when they're running away, she gets a text message on her phone, or like a picture message.
Mm-hmm.
And then her maid has been kidnapped.
No. What's the maid's name again?
Misato?
Misato? No, Misato.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
It's a rescue mission now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, we always knew it would be a rescue mission. So I need to rewatch the part with Gojo, kind of explaining what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't remember it at all. We're bad at this.
No,
sorry, guys.
We're not bad at it. It's just confusing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's one of the... some animes, you got to like, okay, I got to like,
you got to really do homework.
It. Yeah. When we did a little, we watched the show.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah,
not there's at all. Some required reading, I think, that goes along apparently. With this. That both of us missed. Sorry, guys. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, nothing.
We're just trying to have fun.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why. Either.
I don't know why either. So I think they're trying to tell us that Gojo has more power than he kind of lets on. Because like,
well, yeah, we fucking already knew that.
We know though. That Infinity is super powerful, mm-hmm. like Limitless Infinity.
You can't get close to him. As soon as you do, you'll never stop approaching him.
Right,
you're an asymptote. We talked about this before. Yeah.
But then there's like. Part of the Limitless are these color things. So there's blue and mm-hmm. red. Is like curse technique reversal.
Reversal.
Yeah. I don't know, but it, like he's able to reverse things. And
he's
then,
like able to pull and push people away from him. It's weird.
Yeah.
I like it though.
And then blue is like negative numbers and negative distance. I don't know. Forcing real space to compensate and fill in the area.
Sure.
I don't know what that means.
You got it. The turbo encabulator.
Yeah. So I think that's how he brought him close is by using blue. He's like, hey, come here. You know, I think that's what that was. Mm-hmm. So
you're not part of the turbo team. Until you're part of the turbo team, walk slowly.
I don't know what that is.
That's from. I think you should leave.
That's why I don't know it.
Bingo.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Just for you, Krusty.
Hey, we got a review.
Let's read it.
Do you want to read it?
I'll read it.
Do it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
This is from Millern 26. Is that an Erm? Millern 26.
Millern.
Solid and helpful. 5 stars. Thank you. I found the hosts through their Attack on Titan podcast and was so happy when I found they started a Jujutsu Kaisen show too. I like the direct recap spoiler-free discussion. And they're pretty funny, too. This is exactly what I needed as I binged season one in time to be kind of caught up for season two. Y'all rock. Well, thanks, Millern. Miller.
I think it's Miller M. 26.
Miller M. Miller M. 26.
Millern.
Miller M.
Miller M. 26.
That's your new name now, Millern.
Thanks. Appreciate it. If you'd like to leave us a review, you could do that on Apple Podcasts. That's mm-hmm. the only one we'll read because the rest
suck butts.
We don't ever see.
We're all just bags of beef getting our butts sucked by flies.
Do any of these fuckers
ever blast out of the fucking wall and have like a huge cum shot?
I'm not trying to ruin anybody's day.
Not trying to get a laugh. Not trying to be funny.
I just gotta know.
No.
All right, okay. You need to go.
Cool.
Did you make any friends?
Can't change the rules just because you don't like how I'm doing it. Are we allowed to swear? Yes. Big fat load of cum then.
Shit. All right.
Good times.
If you want to listen to our other podcasts, which I don't know why you do that.
It doesn't get any better.
No, they're all the same.
It's worse.
Just different shows. You can check those out. Links
you know,
will be
I
in
read
the
an
show
article
notes.
That said that men who obsessively quote, I think you should leave season three, have lost all ability to communicate with other people. And I'm like, fuck you.
What?
Get out of here.
Is BuzzFeed.
It was BuzzFeed for starters. So
why would anybody read BuzzFeed?
Well, because it made me angry. It was probably a rage bait. You know, fuck you. You made me fall for
clickbait.
No, it's rage bait. It's
tomato, tomato.
It's to make you angry, and then you comment on it, your fury, and then it drives up their revenues.
Yeah, those happen often. I do not care.
Fucking got me again. God damn it.
Son of a bitch. So yeah, check out our other shows. Links will be in the show notes.
Nothing is real anymore. Have you noticed this?
I have. You can also join us, our socials, our Discord, link in the show notes
you're
as
like,
well.
Steven, for the love of God, please stop having an existential crisis in the middle of the episode.
You're all right.
Again.
You're all right. The link will be in the show notes, or you can find it on my Twitter. My Twitter's at RealJDLee.
Sure thing. Find me on Instagram if you want. Steven Bell, Sorcerer Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll wrap this up. Yay.
That's right. Because I started it.
There's another episode.
I did a bang up job.
Next week, because this show is new and we're going to be consistent. Go team.
Go team venture.
Until then, have a great week. We will see you.
Toodaloo.
Next time.